It begins with this quote, and it ends with this. And of course, this movie is the one that the German establishment is desperately trying to bury. Citizen Vigilante, directed by Uwe Boll and starring Armie Hammer, well, it is a refreshingly unfiltered 2026 update to the classic vigilante revenge genre, and it's got the European censors panicking and in full meltdown mode, knowing the truth of the horrific situation created by the European establishment has virtually gone totally and completely unaddressed by the creative class. In fact, it is quite the opposite, and they know it. I have a new shop, new designs, have a look. Link is in the description. It helps the channel, I'm sure you'll find something you'll like. Thanks in advance, and let's get going. Now, what makes Citizen Vigilante, the film, unique? And why is it being banned in Germany? Well, it's twofold, even if they will not admit it. First, it is inspired by real-life criminal patterns in Europe. And however, unlike the BBC in the UK or American media companies, the filmmakers did not race-swap all of the non-white criminals into whites and vice versa. The criminals in the movie are a mix of African, Middle Eastern, and white Europeans, exactly as they appear in the real migrant crime statistics plaguing Western Europe. And this is unprecedented. And much more interestingly, secondly, unlike traditional vigilante movies, the main character goes after both the criminals and the people in the establishment who coddled and protected these criminals in the name of multiculturalism, enrichment, and unity in diversity. Armie Hammer, in his post-Me Too comeback, plays Sanders, a successful American businessman in Europe whose wife is brutally stabbed to death in one of those so-called random attacks. Attacks gone wrong. A knife of peace crime that have become so horrifyingly routine. When the system shrugs and the courts prioritize perpetrator feelings over justice, Sanders becomes a one-man vigilante justice machine, hunting down the street thugs, judges, bureaucrats, and the whole protective apparatus around them. As well, why the establishment is so terrified of this film is that scenes, such as one where it shows a judge explaining to the media how a group of migrant gang defilers were just as much of a victim as the 14-year-old girl they brutally enriched during their cultural exchange, and thus punishing them, the migrants that is, or sending them to jail, would supposedly just make things worse. And why this is so disgusting is that the scene is based on real dialogue from real judges. And that is what really has lit the fuse of the German censors. Now, vigilante films have always been massively popular when the system fails ordinary people. In the gritty 1970s, Dirty Harry let Clint Eastwood's Callahan sneer at bureaucratic red tape and blast the scum away with his .44 Magnum while audiences cheered. Death Wish turned Charles Bronson into a grieving everyman who took the law into his own hands amid urban decay. Even billion-dollar blockbusters like the Batman franchise thrive on the fantasy of a masked hero who actually does something when corrupt officials and revolving door justice protect the perpetrators. These stories endure because they tap into a universal frustration, and that is when the state abandons its duty, the desire for private justice becomes irresistible and inevitable. Citizen Vigilante takes that tradition and slams it into Europe's post-2015 migrant reality without apology. And that's exactly why Germany's FSK, the so-called voluntary self-control of the film industry, well, they are terrified by the film. They screened it twice and then refused to grant it any age rating whatsoever. Nothing. No 18 plus, nothing. Thus, there will be no legal theatrical release and no legal streaming. In Germany, that is a straight-up ban. Not because the violence is somehow worse than John Wick, for example, or a dozen other action films. It's not. It's because this one refuses to lie about the migrant hellscapes that the policies of the political elite have created, the media class have been running propaganda interference to legitimize, and the judicial system that have made native victims the sacrifice upon the altar of state-enforced multiculturalism. And the German establishment, and I would guess many of the countries in the EU, they are terrified, and I mean white-knuckled, pearl-clutching terrified, of any cultural product that accurately depicts the grooming gangs, no-go zones, knife crimes, trucks of peace, and the judicial cowardice that ordinary citizens have endured while being lectured about diversity. They imported the chaos. They massaged the statistics. They protected the perpetrators. And now they're outraged that a low-budget movie dares to even show it on the screen. Promotion of vigilantism, they cry, as if the real scandal isn't the state's own vigilantism against its native population through denial and censorship. And the delicious irony is that this so-called voluntary self-regulation board is just an outsourced political censorship with a bureaucratic smile. They're not even protecting youth from violence. They're protecting the narrative from truth. Now, meanwhile, the movie is dropping in the US and in Canada on digital platforms on the 19th of June and immediately started a trend on social media for all the right reasons. Now, look, Citizen Vigilante, I watched it. It isn't pretending to be high art. It's gritty. It's a cathartic movie, in my opinion, with a budget, well, with budget limitations that come with that. But in the age of sanitized, risk-adverse Hollywood slop, its honesty is absolutely refreshing. And it does then join a proud tradition of vigilante tales that say the quiet part out loud. Oftentimes, the real villains wear robes, sit on the bench, or write migration policy. Again, it's not art, but I would encourage you to fire it up wherever you can and watch it before the next wave of European censors tries to disappear it entirely. And you guys behind the German Iron Curtain, you guys obviously know where to find stuff that is being censored. But also, as the movie is out, continue to pay close attention to who screams the loudest about it, because the real outrage isn't the movie about a man who finally fights back. The real outrage is an entire continent that made him necessary. So what do you guys think? Please leave me your thoughts in the comment section below. I always read them and I appreciate it. I do respond to as many as I can. If you like the video, please leave it a thumbs up on your way out. It'd be very much appreciated. If you'd like to help the channel, ways of doing so are in the description. Again, that would be very much appreciated. And with that, I will see you in the next video. Bye for now.